Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Real talk, right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Vent With Us.
Can shit talk with us.
Okay.
We just had a 15-minute session before we went live.
It's a good thing we didn't hit record early because I'm carrying heat right now.
You had some things to say. Yeah.
Not to Ashley. I'm in a lashing out mode of life right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or in a day, not life, just a day of, it feels kind of nice and it's cathartic. Yeah. And sometimes you need to just.
Fucking come at me.
Yeah.
You don't want to step to this.
Yeah.
Or do you? Try me.
You know, when you just get really worked up and then you get really convinced that you're right and then you're kind of like turning that around and then I'm my own little mini tornado right now.
Yeah, but
of
then
righteousness.
You come in and I'm like, you are right. Absolutely. No, fuck these people. You know, I'm just like, yeah, yeah.
No, we do that for each other really well, though,
right,
of like your enemies are my enemies.
Yeah.
You know, and I will just get in a fight and I won't even know why. Like, and so then, you know, but I gave you some ammo. I gave you the context and you're like, let's rage call. So now I'm fortified because you're shoulder to shoulder with me. And it's not,
it
goes from like, I'm actually mad to like, okay, now this is just a good time.
Yeah.
Here we are.
There's one, God, I was trying to find it. There's like a TikTok trend that I wanted to find. And it's just like, this girl comes in, she's talking to her bestie. She comes in and she's like, oh my God, I have to tell you this story. Like, I'm so pissed off. And they go, were they sitting down? And they go, yeah, they were sitting down. I fucking knew it. Screw them. Da-da-da, right. It's like, it doesn't take much to just like, I'm coming in with a torch. I'm ready to set fire to anybody.
Say less.
That's it. I'm pissed off for you. You don't. Yeah. Anyway, I can't find it, but. If I do, I'll send it your way. Okay.
Welcome here.
Hey.
Are you sipping on anything?
No.
But you're about to, you said.
Yeah. So we're going out for happy hour and I'm going to Mexican.
Yeah.
So I thought it was going to be a little bit of a later thing, get together thing, but they wanted to do happy hour. And, you know, I like a deal. So that's
sure,
great.
Sure, yeah.
So I didn't bring anything because I got to pace myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, and I'm about to go balls deep in some marks, some tequila.
That's smart. That's wise.
Right. Mm-hmm. Are you sipping anything?
I have my shroom coffee.
Yep. Organo or whatever. Ooh, yeah.
I got the real stuff today. Yeah, organo shroom coffee. I went to acupuncture just a little bit ago and she felt, I told her, I was like, hey, you know, whatever, this, and this. And 2 weeks ago, I got a sinus infection. I told her about that. I said, I think I'm through it. I haven't had to have my cough meds today, but I feel kind of drained from it. And she checked, you know, whatever she checks, wrists, you know.
Yeah. Thing.
And then she said, oh, yeah, your chi is pretty shot. And I said, give me more chi. And now I'm wondering with how cooked up I am. Maybe.
She opened up a little too much. She let down the drawbridge and it's woo. The army's coming
But okay, but also then all of the things that I shared with you and my plan for how I'm attacking it, do you, knowing that I might be on chi overload, does it still sound what I'm planning?
Yeah, I mean, I know that when you deliver the message, it's going to be not in the way you delivered it to me, right?
Yeah.
But, which is great because, yeah, you want it to be heard.
Right.
And
Not just defense.
Someone get defensive. Right.
Right.
But saying what you said, I think, or like knowing what you're upset about, I feel like is absolutely warranted. I don't think you're out of line. I feel like feedback should be given.
Great.
Because I think, yeah, it's, I definitely would, I think most people would feel the same way.
Yep. Okay.
You know,
good.
Unless they were way younger and just like didn't have confidence in themselves yet to like have their back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Cool. Cool.
Yeah. Definitely.
We're bringing faves today, which I'm excited about. I love faves. I got a list here.
Great.
Of ones that I've been like sitting on for a little too, you know, too long.
I know. Well, we haven't done faves in a little bit. Sometimes I struggle with faves.
Yeah.
I want to try to bring the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but I've got some stuff. I've got some stuff I'll share with you guys today.
I tried that olive oil Starbucks coffee. I talked about it over on Patreon.
Yeah.
That it was marketed, and I went for it the other day. Did you try it as well? You have a knowing look in your eye.
No, I have ever since. You know what is just the craziest thing?
What?
Is I am not really a coffee fan. Like over the years, it's just caused like heartburn for me. Yeah. I don't crave it. I don't love it. Whatever. It just never, like, it would make my stomach feel a little sour or heavy or something. And ever, and so then after you told me about the Starbucks drink, you know, the
espresso.
Espresso with the foam and the whatever. Then that was kind of my go-to and I was loving that. But ever since I started the organo coffee, it's like I've become a person that when I'm going to bed at night, I can't, I'm like literally just waiting to wake up so that I can make the coffee, which is like not at all who I am.
Yeah.
So there's been a couple of times where I've been like, hey, Max, should we go to Starbucks? And then as I'm thinking to tell, because he wakes up early, you know?
Yeah.
Earlier than everybody, the rest of the house. And so sometimes I want to like take him to Starbucks, but then I'm like, but I don't even want anything from there. Like I've got what I need here.
Yep.
It makes me feel great.
Yeah.
And I had blood work done recently.
Oh.
And I just met with my functional nutritionist yesterday.
What's
and my markers look, she's like, this is the best you've ever looked. And my inflammation is way down. All these. And I was like, what changed so much? And I have heard, you know, because they say this coffee has all kinds of healing properties. And that's the only thing that's really changing is especially knowing how fucking stressed I was and just like down and out, like what my body was going through for right after Thanksgiving until through the first week of the new year, knowing that I was really like not in my peak space and to still see my numbers be as good as they are. I don't know for sure, but
that's
I feel
cool.
Like I'm sort of attributing it to the mushroom coffee. It just feels good.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. I need to have my levels checked. It's been years and years. I mean, the last time was when I was trying to get pregnant with Ben and we didn't know what was wrong. And then my levels came back all out of whack.
Yeah.
She's like, there is something going on with you. Yeah. And she straight up, she didn't even try to explore it. She's like, I'm referring you to the, like, it was like a organ reproductive.
Specialist.
Yeah, specialist. And that's when they
found but that's when you found
the tumor.
Yeah. In your uterus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So your body was majorly inflamed under fight or flight because it has this foreign.
There were so many things way off. Like the numbers were bad.
Well, let me know if you want to work with, if you have a girl.
Yeah, I don't have a girl.
Steph's on a long wait list, but she, if I have people, then I like tell her and she'll move you to the top, you know? But anyone else that's like listening, I can't say enough about functional nutrition or functional medicine because it's very different than even a naturopath's range. Right. Cause you want like,
is that right?
Like, yes. Cause I went, so first I went to my Pete when I was feeling horrible, like a year ago or a year and a half ago for couple of years. I went to my PCP, they did some blood work and she's like, oh, everything looks great, but they're testing for like very severe things. Right. And so like diseases or whatever, autoimmune things.
Yeah.
And so I was fine in those. Then I went to but I'm like, this can't be it. Like, I feel so shitty. This cannot, what? I'm like a healthy person, I feel like. How do I feel this bad? So then I went to a naturopath and she tested me and she was like, she was the first one that was like, I think you might have some candida stuff. I think you might have some stuff going on in your gut. But like, she didn't really test it. I didn't really know. And I wasn't really satisfied with it. I don't like what the candida diet is extremely strict. And if you're telling me like, you might have it, it's not compelling enough for me to follow.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay. And I have to know that I have it in order for me to pull all this shit out and focus on it. So then I went to the functional. I went to Stephanie and it was crazy because she would show me the different ranges. Like, here's what Western medicine says is the range, and here's where you're. And she's like, there was just so many other areas that we could tweak. And what I like about them is they're not prescriptions. It's like herbs, medicinal things, supplements, vitamins. Like, it's very natural support. And she also will make recommendations for food. Like, oh, I can see you need more protein. Looks like you have too much carbs, or your carbs are right in balance, whatever, right? So it's always fascinating what you can find out through blood work. So if I were any of you and you're like feeling like something's changed and people are just saying that's aging, Google a functional nutritionist or doctor around you. I just can't say enough about functional medicine.
Yeah.
Completely game changer. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I need to do that for sure.
Yeah.
Olive oil coffee.
Yeah.
So all that is to say.
Yep. All that to say. Okay. Okay.
I tried it, and the method of which I tried it, what, and this isn't a fave yet, because I didn't blow me out of the water. I liked it. But I did. So for those of you who don't know the espresso drink, here's the base, right? Is you get two shots of espresso in a venti cup, extra ice, light water. That's the base. Okay. Then you add a cold foam of choice. The premier option, which is seasonal, is the pumpkin topped with cinnamon. That is the premier setup. Yes. We don't have pumpkin. So I did it with the olive oil foam. It was fine. The problem that the olive oil foam has is that it's not pumpkin with cinnamon topping.
Right. Yeah. Right.
That's the issue. So every time I try one of these cold foams that's not the pumpkin with the cinnamon, I think,
well, I mean, it's fine.
You got big shoes to fill and they're a little loose, you know?
This is
just is what it is.
Not quite hitting it. Yeah.
Not quite hitting it. But I think if it's like standing on its own merit, that's where I need a reassessment, because the first time I try this, any drink with any other cold foam, it's just a little disappointment.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But somebody messaged us about trying coffee with lemonade, and they said, I was always confused on why lemonade is available at Starbucks as an add-on for coffee. And then she said, one day I tried it and it is a surprisingly incredible combo.
Wow.
And I would have never in a million years thought to order that. We haven't heard anything. Like, so I thought, okay, is this something we got to at least try, because I'm just far too curious to not know, you know. Right. So we need to have a little Starbucks. It's been a while since we've done a lab, you know, of
also
testing.
If you have like a drink that's maybe not on the menu that you like your go-to, right? Because I know there also is a secret menu. But like, so don't say, oh, my go-to is a vanilla latte. Like, we know what that tastes like. But if you've got unique things that you're like, this is so good, I tried it a couple years ago and now it's my go-to, send it.
Yes.
Send it. We want to know.
Are you ready for my faves?
Oh, yeah. Are we doing that now? And then after we'll do an ad?
Yeah. We'll work an ad in between and then another one before the rant and rave. So
perfect.
I'm telling everybody about the next big mug. And I think, did I already talk about this?
Mm-mm. I've seen it on TikTok though, I think.
All right. This is my obsession at the moment, the Owala Free Sip.
Wow. This is breaking news, folks, because it wasn't too long ago you were Stanley.
I know. And Simple Modern. Stanley I think Simple Modern Simple actually Modern takes the edge for me because of it's more economic price point when we're talking about it's like a water container.
Right. Right.
And I really love Simple Modern. But Simple Modern and Stanley for me are like tied probably. And then Simple Modern got the edge over because of economics. But this replaces both of them. It's an easy knockout. So I'm actually shocked that I didn't use this sooner. This is where it's at. The colors are really cute. I'm holding like a minty.
Say what it is.
It's the Owala Free Sip. Owala. Owala Free Sip. You can buy it on Amazon. Lots of cute color combinations. I got the 32 ounce, which is quite large. I'm drinking quite a lot of water, definitely more.
And is there no straw in there? You tip it up.
So this is what I love.
Yeah.
Okay. Multifunction. So there actually is a built-in straw.
Oh.
So can you see like...
Yeah, the extra little holder.
So there is... You can sip it if you want to, like a straw. You can also...
Pour it.
Gulp it. Pour it into your mouth. Wow. So it's the free flow pour and the sip keeps things cold. And then also the cap. I don't know why I love that you can just actually close it. Not just a straw, but like there's a little holder too. So you can shut it and really lock it if you like really need to lock it. But then
like
just
throw it in a bag or whatever.
Carting it around, it's easier. The only downside that it has is that the Simple Modern and the Stanley have the car like
smaller,
putting it
smaller part of the base
so you can like put it in your car cup holder. This is a fat base, so it doesn't it doesn't go, it's too wide. It does not go in most containers. So but when you close it and lock it, I can throw it in the passenger, you know, it's just not as easy.
Okay. I have two things.
What?
That I've seen on TikTok.
Okay.
One, when you drink it, like you pour it. I saw a girl do it. Owala, but you pour it, you drink it, and you look like a koala because it's got like the way that the lid is. It's like it gives you a koala nose. No, but do it to the camera. Let me see. Yeah, you got a little koala nose there. It's the cutest. Okay, two, there's a rubber gasket on the top of the lid. Is there? Is there rubber up there?
Yes.
Okay, so I did see if you're washing it in the dishwasher, I don't know when this happens, but it can get mold under there. So make sure you like can pull that out so that you clean underneath there sometimes. This one girl, she said, oh, I just saw this video. I love my Owala. And I just saw this video of a girl pulling the rubber off. And she's like, it was so moldy. Then she pulled hers off.
Out.
Yes. So she pulled hers off and she was like, oh, I don't have mold yet. But just so that you know.
Yeah. To clean so that's that an part. Easy removable that easy I would have missed. That's a good call out.
Yes.
Yeah. But these things are going to take over. I'm telling you what right now. I got Chris one for Valentine's Day. I said I'm always thirsty for you. And his is like blue and aqua and navy and like very cool looking. They look cool. Okay. And they're way more functional and I'm obsessed. Okay. Something to watch. This was actually...
You'll put it on our...
I'll add it to our faves. You bet. Okay. Something to watch. This was recommended... by listeners, the new season of True Detective.
Okay.
Have you ever watched any of the True Detectives? Matthew McConaughey won an award for them years ago.
I don't think the first season.
So Jodie Foster, let me make sure I have the right.
True Detective. Yeah, I mean, it sounds familiar, but I don't.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Jodie Foster. So the cool thing about True Detective is each season stands on its own as almost like a series within a True Detective collection. So you don't – this is like season four, I think. But you don't – or three. You don't need to go back and watch any of the other ones. You can just start this one.
Okay.
I don't know if you would love it. I'm like a couple episodes in. The reason I don't know if you would love it is it's kind of – otherworldly at the moment, you know, kind of sci-fi-y, but really kind of drama, dark, mystery. It's good. It's good. Chris and I are into it, and it feels nice to be like into something that's high quality. Excited. And Jodie Foster's terrific in it. I talked about this on Patreon, but if you haven't heard the new Beyonce song, there's two new Beyonce songs, so specifically Texas Hold'em. I'm loving that song. I cannot wait for new Beyonce.
I still need to listen to the second one.
Something to Eat. I have always had kind of a negative opinion of Cold Stone. To me, the prices just seem really high. It was cool when it very first came out. It felt like such a treat, you know,
like
to go there.
Like in high school or something, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just felt, I was like, God, they're really just like overcharging. I
also feel like it was like so exciting in concept, and then I would get it and it never blew my socks off when I would eat it. It was always like, I don't actually love the flavor of this.
Yes, or it's too much.
Yeah. It's too much. Yeah.
Chris really likes their milkshakes. They apparently have very good chocolate milkshakes. And so the other night he's like, I'm going to go get Cold Stone. I'm going to go get milkshake. Do you want anything? And I was kind of like, yeah, in the mood for chocolate ice cream. So I was like, yeah, definitely. If you're going to go, I'm going to get something. So I was looking at their menu. And the more I was looking at their menu, I was kind of just getting a little fussy. I was like, I don't love Cold Stone. None of this looks good.
What the hell are we doing?
And then I kind of made a haphazard decision. And I said, I like German chocolate cake. Do you like German chocolate cake?
I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, so I said, let's go with the German, and I'm saying it as it's written, but I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. The German Chocolate Kuchenkäse. It is a lot. You can't miss it. It's
speaking of too much. I mean, yeah, it's quite a name.
Title says it all.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's chocolate ice cream with, it's too much. It's like chocolate cake, chocolate ice cream, a little bit of caramel drizzle, coconut and walnuts.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't think I was going to like my choice, and I was actually fussy the whole time Chris went and got it. And when he brought it back, I thought, I'm not going to like this.
Yeah.
I took a bite of it. Could not believe how good it was. It is German chocolate cake ice cream, and it is amazing. It is so incredible. So incredible.
It sounds like it would be too sweet. It was not.
It was very, I mean, it's ice cream, it's dessert, it's very sweet. Yeah. For some, it might be too much. For me, it was not. It was so good. And then here is a hack, because it is pricey. But Chris saw this thing on Instagram that was like, when you order cold brew, you know how cold brews kind of feels like pricey for just coffee?
Yeah, right.
They're like, always get the biggest size, because it's typically always 50 cents or 25 cents more to get like double the amount.
Oh,
or like at least like 40% more, and then save half of it. Take it home, put it in your fridge. Then you got it for 2 days for only like 25 cents or 30 cents more or something. It's always 30 cents more. So the other night, Chris went to Cold Stone again. It's been like a month since. He's like, I'm going to go to Cold Stone again. I'm like, yes, give me the German chocolate. And he comes back with this big container. And he said, I'm doing the hack here. And he's like, instead of paying however much for the medium size, I paid $3 more and got you this big size. The big size will last you way more, like 2 weeks, you know, if you're having just a little bit every so often.
Right.
But it lasts a long time and makes it like way more economical.
Nice little hack.
So a little hack. Okay.
Have you tried it since you've done that?
What do you mean?
So you got a milkshake. You got like extra big.
And then, yeah, extra big.
My only thing is sometimes like you get a smoothie, like you'll go to Jamba Juice and you get a smoothie and then you don't finish out, so you put it in the freezer. And then when it comes out, it never defrosts the
same way. It's fine. This is an ice cream in a like big container, like just like buying a pint of ice cream.
Oh,
it holds its integrity exceptionally.
That was my concern. Okay, good. Good.
Exceptional lasting, like it's stable. It's freezer stable.
Okay, good.
Okay, last thing I'll say, I am still on the hunt for the right red light. And I do have an issue where I will get my mind set on something and then I deep dive. And I almost, with red light deep diving, it can be overwhelming because there are so many different kinds. And a couple people have sent recommendations. Thank you. Like the Lumi was recommended a lot. Hugo was recommended a lot. There's this other one that was recommended a lot that someone had a code for. Somebody recommended like going on Alibaba because you can get like the same red lights that a lot of these a lot of these companies are buying, but like, because they're not cheap, like more economically.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So then I was looking at like types on Alibaba that were, because, you know, they test the infrared that are like medical grade and good because you get what you pay for. So I'm still in this thing, and then sometimes I give up and then I like re-engage with it. But I did find a cheaper one in the meantime. On Amazon, it's $60.
Okay.
It is red and infrared. It has the same like things as the medical grade ones. And it's just, what I like about it is it's the W-O-L-E-Z-E-K. Wolezek, whatever. This is a placeholder until I get like a real, like legit one.
Yeah.
But it has a stand built in. It's a bulb, right? It is stable. It's easy to adjust. I put it on my bathroom floor and shine it up in my shower every night when I shower. So then I just shower in red light, which is great. And then I move it onto my bathroom counter and put the little goggles on and I brush my teeth and let it blast my face for the 2 minutes while I'm brushing my teeth when my face is clean after shower.
Smart.
And I've been loving that.
Yeah, what? That's a great little nighttime routine.
I just love that addition to my nighttime routine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, several of you have sent Instagram messages around this, so I wanted to give an update. And feel free. Our Instagram is at You Can Sip With Us. DM us with things. We'd love to hear from you. Our email is youcansipwithus@gmail.com. I'll take this call out moment to also share if you're in a pickle or want our take on anything at all, even if it's would you rathers or funny predicaments you're in, ping us over on email. We bring that stuff here to the podcast. And hang out with us on Fridays as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. Patreon.com/youcansipwithus. And we have an incredible time over there and we want to see you twice a week, not just once.
Right. Someone else you might want to see once a week, once every couple weeks, right? Get into a regular cadence.
Yes.
Someone to help you take care of yourself and the relationships in your life. I would say probably the most really important relationship that I have in my life that I'm working on right now is the one with myself. Mm-hmm. And that is where BetterHelp comes in. This show, You Can Sip With Us, is sponsored by BetterHelp. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You're going to go online. You're going to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And then once you get matched, you can pick their schedule, see if it works for you. You can meet with them. If it's not a straight up match and doesn't feel like there's a, you know, you're not jiving there, you can switch therapists super easily anytime for no additional charge. But I can't tell you how powerful it has been to talk to someone for me on a regular cadence who is completely neutral, but also trained. I mean, these are trained therapists that have really helped like just ground me and give me peace and help me kind of understand things. And sometimes I show up and I don't think I have anything to talk about. And we always find something because the brain is always working. So it's one of the most important things that you can do is, you know, take care of yourself and your mind.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/sip today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sip. I was just adding a wall of free sip to our Amazon faves, and they have this really beautiful lavender one.
I was looking. Yeah, I see that. Dreamy Field?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really
no,
like
Retro
the one.
No, Retro Boardwalk.
Where's Retro Boardwalk? Retro Boardwalk. Oh, that one. Yeah.
That's cute.
Uh-huh. I like the one right next to it called Purpley, but it is sold out right now. It says currently unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some good ones on here.
They're cute.
I was
They're
wondering
cute.
If they would be good for the kids or no.
I mean, maybe the smaller one. Definitely not the 32 one.
Yeah, 32 would be too big.
It's too heavy. Mm-hmm. That's a drop and a toe boo-boo.
Oh, ouch. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. I've got a couple things I can share with you.
Yeah.
My faves. So the first thing these are in no particular order. I don't have anything specific as far as what I ate, but in general, freeze-dried candy, I think is like pinnacle peak candy. Have you ever had freeze-dried candy?
No.
Yes. You can find it on Amazon. So like I bought Lemon Heads freeze-dried and they just, you know, they end up being like little crunchy chips or whatever. I bought Skittles freeze-dried. I saw them at Target. So in the kids' Valentine's basket, I got Mac freeze-dried gummy bears and then Revy freeze-dried gummy worms.
I have never heard of this.
It is so satisfying.
What?
So freaking, but the flavor is still the same, but the texture is just totally different, really crunchy and like light and fluffy and airy and just very fun to eat. So if you see freeze-dried candy anywhere, get some. And if you don't and you are a candy person, go to Amazon and buy some.
Dude.
It's just like so, and I've seen like they freeze dry. You can freeze dry anything. I've discovered this again because of TikTok. It was a big trend like a year ago or something, but it was on all over my floor. You could freeze dry like Twix candy bars, and they just become like, I don't know, these like chips. It's like Twix chips, like crispy, same flavor,
no,
but just a totally different texture. So much fun. Someone, one of the brands that I work with, like last Christmas, not this last one, but the one before that, sent me an appreciation thing or whatever, like a Christmas gift. And in that, there was a few things, but one of them was freeze-dried Milk Duds. Because Milk Duds are kind of a pain in the ass to chew, right? They get stuck in your teeth.
Yes.
But it oh my gosh, it was so, yeah, it was delicious.
Okay. This is a whole new world.
It's a whole new world. Yeah.
Wild. Yeah. Okay, I need to try this.
You guys get on it. Okay. Secondly, product, fave product. I have been trying natural deodorants for years. Mm-hmm. And I know Lumi is a sponsor of the podcast. I used them for a while, their deodorants, and then I just fell out of love. I don't love it. I still use and bought with my own money their body wash. And tons of people, when they used to see me on social with using Lumi deodorant, they'd be like, oh my God, that's the only one that ever worked for me. Love it. So it's probably, I don't know if they have any more ad spots. If they are in the future, it still is a good brand and I still like them. But the deodorant was not hitting for me anymore. Mm. I randomly saw someone's story. It's a friend of mine and she linked this one. And it's like premium deodorant, I feel like. But she said, I've tried all kinds of natural deodorants. This is the only one that works. It's $20, so that's what I'm talking about, premium. But it is called Salt and Stone. I got it off of Amazon. She linked it to Revolve. But then I went and saw, can I get, you know, I always check Amazon.
Right.
So I went to Amazon. And I got one scent I didn't love. It was a little like too musky for me. It was the one that she loved. But then I ordered a different one. And it has no aluminum, but it glides on so easy and it truly does. It smells really good. And when I was wearing the other deodorant that I didn't love the scent of, I got compliments on it. Like people love the scent. It's just not for me. But I got this other scent and it keeps me, I don't know how they do it, but it keeps me dry. It's non-irritating. And I was waiting to talk about it, but it's been like 3 weeks that I've used it now. And right now it is by far the best deodorant that I've used. So natural deodorant, because I miss the kind with aluminum. You know, I like those the best, but apparently it's not good for you. The best thing that I heard, I saw this, I think it was a reel or a TikTok or something where this mom, she went in, took her kids into like their annual checkup to the pediatrician's office. And then she said like they did the whole physical and checked everybody out. And then she's like, and then I wanted to talk to him about some behavioral things. So I sent the kids to the car with my grandma or whatever, their grandma, and talked to him. And she said, before I even said anything, the doctor used the names, but the mom didn't. She said, I have a harder child and an easier child, right? And what the doctor told her before she even really said anything was like, a harder kid is normal and baseline. Like that is normal baseline. An easy kid is the exception. And she's like, that was so powerful for me because she's like, you don't want to, but you tend to compare the kids. Like this one's easier and why can't you be easy? But she's like, it was so nice to hear that like, actually that is rare. And you know, someone with a lot of emotions or very expressive or pushing back, very stubborn. Like I don't know what made her kid challenging. And what makes them easy, right? That's so subjective. And she didn't get into it. But I just really loved that concept of like, there's nothing wrong with your child that is a little bit more difficult to parent. In fact, that is normal. And someone that is just easy, go with the flow, no issues, whatever, is the rare thing, right? So I kind of love that. Okay. Yeah, no then kidding. The last thing that I wanted to share with you guys, I may have more to come, but I wanted to talk about a favorite thing, this favorite things party, because I'm hosting it this weekend with some girlfriends. I've done it a couple of times before, but not in this way. So I started looking up how do you host a favorite things. And I feel like as I was looking it up, it just made me so excited for this. I looked it up on Pinterest, how do you do this, right? So I wanted to share this with you guys so that you guys can organize it with your girl group and community. One person said, like on Pinterest, I look at a bunch of them. We're doing it as a Galentine's theme. One person said they do like a supper club, and every month they go to someone else's house. Like these girls go to someone else's house and they have different themes. And the theme that she had at hers was the favorite things party. Another one that I saw, they do it at Christmas, like a Christmas time. And what it is you decide what the dollar amount is. We decided on $20, and you can bring either 2, 3, 4, 5, however many, right? So you decide on something that you love that is in that price range. So you could choose $5, you could choose 10. We went with 20 and we decided 2. So you think about what are your favorite things, and then buy 2 of the exact same things, and it has to equal whatever that dollar amount is. So I have these sunglasses that I'm obsessed with. I've shared them with you guys before. They're Tom Ford dupes. I get them on Amazon. So I got those. Love I have it. These hoop earrings that I'm obsessed with. So I got, you know, 2 of those. And then I'm going to throw in, because that ends up being about like $17 between the sunglasses and those. And then I'm going to throw in a bag of my favorite candy. I think I've talked to you guys about them, but Shameless Snacks. It's the absolute best, like low sugar candy or whatever. So that's going to be my favorite thing. And then when they come, you have them put their name in for however many, right? Like if people are bringing 2 things, they're putting their name in 2 times. I saw one person said, you bring 5 things, you put your name in 5 times, you leave 5 things. That's a lot. When I've done it before, you just like go around the circle and explain what your favorite thing is. And then the person that explains draws 2 names and gives them to people. What I think I'm going to do instead is tomorrow, like as we're hosting this, is we go around, everyone explains what they brought. And then, so I'm going to have 2 bowls. One, you put your name in twice for your drawing, right? And then the other bowl is just your name in once. So I'm going to draw out of the single bowl and say, okay, it's your turn.
Yep.
You get to pick, right? Actually, I guess I don't need 2 bowls. So yeah. Instead of the person explaining and then they draw the names and give them to people, you draw the names and they get to shop basically the favorites, right? So they get to, like, after everything's all explained, then you draw the name out and you look around and then you get to pick one of your things, right? And then the next time it's drawn, you get to pick. And they said no stealing. I haven't decided if I want to do stealing or not. And then I was thinking that maybe it would be fun to also give a prize to the person that got their things picked first. And then also give a prize to the people. Because I was thinking, what if your stuff gets picked last? Is that going to make anyone feel bad?
Right. You know? The stealing part too is tough because I think it's so fun to steal.
Yeah.
And yet if your thing doesn't get stolen at all, you're like, shoot, is that person just like,
they think
they have a rotten egg and that's my rotten egg?
That you brought. Yeah. So maybe no stealing. That would probably take longer anyway. So you just get to pick. And then I'm thinking I'll give a prize to the first person that gets their 2 items picked, right? They brought the best or whatever. And then maybe give another prize to the person that gets theirs picked last. I don't know. Consolation prize.
Or even like I loved when we used to do it for scarves, you would write down as like an anonymous vote of like, what was your favorite thing? So like if I pick your hoops, but then somebody else picks a sweater, like the sweater, even if it was picked 5th, could still get voted as the favorite of the favorites.
That's true. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because, you know, they might be like, oh, I already have a sweater like that, so I'm going to take this. But like the collective fave, the sweater could come out on top. So everyone could kind of like anonymous. And then it's no one feeling bad. It's just like someone feeling extra good of like, oh, cool. Right. Like my thing is the thing that everybody thinks is really awesome.
But what do you think about if you explain what you have and then yours are the last things picked? That still is like, do you feel crappy about that?
Well, this is part
of it. You know what I mean?
They're choosing to be there.
Yeah.
It's either that or their thing doesn't get stolen.
Right. Right. So, because the way to eliminate all of that is you just explain your thing, draw 2 names, and then give them to the people. But the other thing, like I'm doing earrings, lots of people probably don't wear earrings and some people don't even have their ears pierced. So, right, they wouldn't pick mine. Even if they wanted the sunglasses, they're not going to pick it because half of the gift is earrings probably. Or maybe they take the sunglasses and give someone the earring. Anyway, but I just feel like it's like I wanted to host people. You know, I'm in this phase of just trying to meet people.
Yeah.
But I don't want to just like, hey, come over. And then we got to like
talk.
We don't know each other well enough yet. you know? And so I feel like this is a good like icebreaker kind of like activity to do where there's something to do, but you still like get to know each other.
It's a nice way to create bonding.
Yes.
It's an activity. Yeah.
Right.
What a great idea.
So.
All right. I love this new partnership because not only is it a partnership on the podcast, it's a partnership in my real life, as in I am a dedicated new customer of theirs. I'm talking about Factor. Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals make eating better every day easy. Wherever tomorrow takes you, be ready with pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals delivered right to your door. You'll have over 35 different options a week to choose from, including keto, calorie smart, vegan, veggie, and more. These are two-minute meals, okay? So they come to your doorstep and you fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant-quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. They also have things like snacks and smoothies and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day like breakfast, midday bites, and more. Sign up and save. We've done the math. Factor is less expensive than takeout and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. It's the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, upscale options done easily. Their schedule is flexible to yours, so get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. No prep, no mess meals. I love it because they're already done. Mm-hmm. You don't have to like cook.
It's literally heat and eat.
It's heat and eat. It's like put it in the microwave for 2 minutes, no prepping, cooking, or cleanup needed. And that's really the big part, is wanting to put things in my body that, like, a lot of times fast food isn't the best route, right? If you're cooking things fast. And so I love having, like, actual meals that are ready to heat. I use the keto option, which I love. Right before coming on this podcast, I was a little bit crunched for time, but I was able to fuel up on, like, cauliflower rice and jalapeno lime chicken, like, really freaking good. Right? Like some good protein, some good fiber to keep me cruising through the day.
Head to factormeals.com/withus50 and use code withus50 to get 50% off. That's code withus50 at factormeals.com/withus50 to get 50% off.
Our Amazon store is updated, and if you don't know how to get there, it's sipsquadpod.com/shop. Okay?
Okay.
Everybody? All right. Let's bring it home.
Time to rant
and rave. You want to rant to me first?
My rant, like as I'm sitting here, my pinky is throbbing, and my pinky started feeling better. I talked about this over on Patreon. But now I think it must be getting infected because now it's throbbing. So my rant is stupid injuries. And we might have talked about this before, but you know, when you like, stub your toe and it hurts so, like when you, what did you do? You stub your toe and broke your,
I walked into a chair. Going from the couch to the kitchen, I walked into a chair and broke my toe.
It's like, you could have been skydiving and landed wrong. And then it's like, well, okay, but you did something really cool. Like, all right.
It checks
out. No, I was walking. Yeah. I was just walking, you know? Or like, you know, when you like you accidentally run into the counter and your hip is like bruised or whatever. Just like bullshit like that.
Yes.
So I was over at a friend's house this last weekend and I don't know how I did it because it's a sliding glass door. And when you think about how you close a sliding glass door, it's my left pinky. I believe I was shutting the door with my left hand. How did I get my pinky in? I don't know what I was.
Only thing I it had a mind like of its own. It, yeah.
And then maybe I was, it was like going to slam. So I like put my finger in to stop. I have no idea how this happened, but I sliced my fingernail in half and it is so swollen and painful. And I feel like I'm going to lose the nail, but I don't know. And it's starting getting better. Like the pain started, but now the whole tip is throbbing. So I feel like it might be infected. I'm not really sure. But I was shutting a door.
Yeah, that's just.
You know what I mean?
It's uncalled for. It's that's, yeah.
I mean, like, what the hell? I didn't, I mean, I feel like I'm a good person.
And it's difficult when you have something that then makes everything you do modified.
Yeah.
Where you have to think about how you're using that pinky and it's just on your mind. It's like the load of it is annoying as well. Like, oh, I can't do this thing, or you know, you're doing Revy's hair or something, whatever. Right. And it's like you've got to mind this new part of your body in a way that's just annoying. Yes.
Yeah. Stupid. Stupid injuries.
All right. Okay. My rant. She doesn't know this is coming, but she's going to laugh. My friend Annie.
Is your rant?
It's my rant. She was over here for the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. And she was talking about how she follows these astrologers. I don't know where she follows them. I don't know who these astrologers are. And I think the timing of this is actually good that this is memorialized, because the week isn't over yet when we're recording this. And this is going to be airing on a Tuesday. So I hope I'm not bringing this into the universe. Knock on wood.
Oh, yeah.
So she follows these astrologers coming into the Super Bowl. And she's like, hey, these astrologers said that the Chiefs were going to be down at halftime and then come back to win.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. Astrologers check out. So we have a fun time. She's over here. That night, we're texting about things. Her son left something at my house, whatever. I was texting. We're texting about some things. It is 11:06 p.m. I'm laying in bed about to go to sleep when I get this text from Annie on a Sunday night.
I'm so 11:06. I cannot wait to hear what this is going to be.
11:06 p.m. Sunday night. About to go to bed. You got the Sunday scaries. You just got over the Super Bowl. You got to go to work the next day. Mm-hmm. The astrologers were right about the Chiefs. Now they're saying there is going to be a huge earthquake this week somewhere in the West.
Good night. Love you. Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. And that's it. She just dropped a bomb and then left. She ran away.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Then she wrote a hashtag, the more you know, sleep tight.
Oh, good. Oh, she did write sleep tight.
The
sleep
hell? Tight. Oh, and then I wrote, what the hell in all caps? And she wrote at 11:07, 9.0. Oh, and then again at 11:07, in all seriousness, she wrote, I'm going to gas the car up and get some emergency supplies just in case.
Well, I mean, if they called the Chiefs thing, it does seem believable. And also, Oregon is overdue for a massive earthquake.
Massive earthquake. And on my list of things to do has been finish earthquake prep. You're one of my emergency contacts because they say like you should be able to... like people out of state. I don't know if I can get, like call you or you call me, but it's like some, I don't know. But anyway, you're one of my emergency people and because you're out of Oregon. Like,
yeah, right.
But anyway, it's been on my list of things to do to like finish because I've been, this has been a years in progress, but we have a whole section in the garage for earthquake stuff. I need to like revamp the supplies that we have like in the car because it's been a while since I've refreshed that. You need to have like spare clothes kind of ready. And I, you know, the kids are growing. So I need to like refresh those. So this has been on my list to refresh these kits for like weeks. And then that comes across. And at first I'm laughing. I'm like, Annie, it's 11:07 at night. And then my brain starts going to the actual things that are overdue.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, am I waking up tomorrow?
Right. So it's setting the next week.
Yeah. So hasn't happened yet. Knock on wood. But the week isn't over.
And also it doesn't say Oregon.
No.
But Oregon is due with those tectonic shifts.
Yes.
Whoa. Whoa.
But like, dude.
Whoa. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
But also, what if she's right? Wouldn't you want to, maybe you want to know.
Chris just wrote here. He wrote her, Annie, I'm sure you'll hear it on Tuesday, but based on the conversation coming from Call's office, you are a hot topic in the next You Can Sip With Us episode.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, he's not wrong.
No. Yeah.
He's not wrong. All right. Let's bring it
home.
Will
you be alive to hear this? That's the thing.
Right. Yeah. Is it even going to matter?
Right. That's what you need to write to her. And as long as you're alive to hear it on Tuesday. Yeah. You may never know. My rave. Okay, this is kind of silly, but I got a massage And I don't always have them do a head massage, like scalp massage, because it just depends on where I'm at in my hair washing cycle, yes. You know?
Yep.
But I feel like I think that the best massage might be a scalp massage.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it, and you hear your hair kind of like moving around, you know, that like crinkly sort of sound.
Yes.
When they get in there. It is so relaxing and soothing. And so she did a full body. It was like a 90 minute. And I just wanted to be like, just don't leave my head. Just yeah. stay right there.
Let,
stay
can we
right
tack where you are. On get up there. 10 more minutes.
10 more minutes of just minutes. Getting a head massage is so, it feels so good and so yes. relaxing. I love it. And
do
I've been
like
sleeping on
it.
Do
you like the face? Do you like the face?
She did do the face massage because of, you know, we were sick or whatever. Told her that I had like this drain it. I said it was non-contagious. Yeah. I was on antibiotics right. or whatever. But she was like, oh, do you want me to do some drainage? And so she did that. I don't think I like that
yeah.
as much. Because there's also something for me about the sound of my, of the, like, there's a sound also associated with a scalp massage when you have hair.
Yeah.
Right? It's like that crinkly, like, I can hear it as I'm doing it right now to my own head. You know, just that, like.
What's that therapy that's like.
Oh, my God.
Sounds that you can just listen to?
Yeah, like a sound bath?
Like kind a. Of thing? No, it's like ED. What is it? EMR or something?
I don't know. Yeah, like sound wave hypnosis or something. I don't know. Whatever. It is so good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. The face stuff, I get a little claustrophobic if they're like in my nose or something.
Well, and I also don't.
Eyes are closed.
Like the, as she was doing it, I was thinking, what's on your hands right now?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I want all of that pressed into my pores on my face. Like yeah. all the oil and lotions and like, you know.
Stuff. Yep.
I don't think I want that. Yeah.
My rave, to bring it home, Ellie started doing this new thing the other day, and it's kind of like a little bit of an Ellie update, but the thing that she started doing is singing songs. Mm. And it's so cute. Mm-hmm. And so gosh. The song that she started singing, I was taking her from the car to inside, and it was just a normal day. We were coming home from like daycare or something, and I had her in my arm. Ben was like, you know, running around to the front door, got their like backpacks and stuff. And then I hear her start I'm like, what? And it's twinkle, twinkle, little star in her little
her sweet voice.
Voice. And then it gets a little, it's like, you know, it's a little right. twisted up. And then we're getting like concerts now, like ABCs in the bathtub, but that's real jumbled up.
Right. It's ABC. M and a P. Sing with me. Right. It's
real like, yeah. fast through right. unknown territory. And then yeah. we sometimes come back around. We get a little bit of jumbled up head, shoulders, knees, and toes, but I mm-hmm. could hang. I could listen to it forever. I could hang on every word. Mm-hmm. Just her putting
those
it together.
Voices.
Oh, so good.
Girlfriend.
It's so
yeah,
good.
Chris
it's
posted
so
some pictures of her the other day.
Precious.
It's
just precious.
She's just something else, that little girl.
Yeah, and just to see. Oh, like, she's two now. She's not two, but I'm like, oh, we're two.
Oh, we're reaching the twos.
We're two. Like, yeah. she's way more two than
Ben
one.
Was.
Yeah.
Well, don't you feel, we've talked about this, I feel like they just do things faster, I think, mm-hmm. because they have some, like, her vocabulary, right? Like, singing like this,
yeah.
this early is probably because she has Ben to look
totally.
To, like, someone her size. It's so cool.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, everyone. Ash, you got to go. You got stuff to do. You all have things to do. We love you. You can sit with us always. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Oh, well, bye.
Bye.
Speaking of rushing through.
Get the hell out of here.
Bye.
You got to go.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get yeah. raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, Patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.